Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, I'm Matt Williamson. This is the Locked On NFL podcast. This is going to be a short on the state of the Los Angeles Rams, who I'm a little more optimistic about than I think most are. But I urge you to check out the major podcasts that I do, Locked On NFL, much longer. These are just short takes, 5, 6, 7 minutes on the state of this team. Today we're going to do the Rams. We've done four before that. The first four teams that drafted ahead of where the Rams would have picked if they would have had their choice and not made the Jared Goff deal. But I have hopes for Goff. I think the Sean McVay hiring is going to be massive for this team. I think he has a real penchant like a Shanahan, Kyle Shanahan, to really tailor the offense around his quarterback, to really make things quarterback friendly. Goff's putting in all the work by all account. He's a former first overall pick who was thrown in way too early. I don't think the Goff-Fisher situation was a good one at all. And they are building a Redskins-like offense on the West Coast. You know, the new LA teams. And I think Goff's going to be a better player than Kirk Cousins. Here's a little prediction for you. This is what they're doing around him. Well, they don't have to touch the running back situation. And Gurley was, man, he was in my doghouse last year. I thought he was highly disappointing. I thought his effort was not good enough. I thought that he left a lot of yardage on the field. His supporting cast was terrible, and I'm sure he got very tired of getting tackled behind the line of scrimmage and 8-man boxes and all those things. But he needs to play with a little more pride and step up and be a better football player and be a true star that he's capable of. He should be in the conversation with Zeke and Lev and David Johnson as, you know, one of the best at his position. And it wouldn't shock me if he gets back to that. You know, I think the line's going to be better. I think the scheme's going to be better. The quarterback's going to be, has to be better than what we saw last year. The Whitworth signing could pay off in many ways. Stud left tackle, I know he's old, but you plug him in there and then you get Robinson out of left tackle, which is huge. He's much more of a guard to me. I'm not saying he's going to be a success there. And then Havenstein will be the right tackle, who is okay. You know, I mean, I think you can get away with him. The right guard situation isn't perfect, but maybe that's going to be Saffold or Jamon Brown. There is some options, at least Wickman possibly. And then John Sullivan was a Whitworth-like signing light, and who knows how much longer he'll be able to go or what they'll get out of him at this point or how healthy he'll be. But a veteran pivot to keep everybody in line, and you add Sullivan and Whitworth to that meeting room and grab a hold of Greg Robinson and say, son, what are you doing with your career? So I think the line will be noticeably better. It's not going to be a strength, but it'll be noticeably better. At tight end, I like Tyler Higbee and kind of had high hopes for him. But then they use a second-round pick on Gerald Everett. And what they're doing, like I said, is they're building the Redskins of the West. And Everett has to remind them vividly of Jordan Reed. And I think he'll be used exactly like that. I would think a lot of double tight end sets as well, with Higbee as more the Vernon Davis, the more inline guy. I think both will see the field quite a bit. But Everett will be moved all over the formation. And I think he fits that really well. I mean, kind of like an Evan Ingram, if you're not as familiar with Everett, who's from a smaller school. The receivers, this offense, going back to the Shanahans, and they've always had Andre Johnson or Brandon Marshall or Julio Jones or, you know, I mean, and the Rams don't have that. I mean, they certainly don't. And unfortunately, they've got so many dudes, you know, 5th, 6th round picks, and they did it again this year. But I'm going to give this group the benefit of the doubt because it's a new regime. I think they looked at Cooper Kupp and said, you're our Jamison Crowder. You know, I think they looked at Josh Reynolds, and although he's taller, he's going to be the downfield DeSean Jackson guy. Maybe that's Tavon Austin as well. But Reynolds is a little bit different receiver than those guys. And you know, all three of them are actually pretty different. But I would think they're going to send Austin deep a lot. I would think Reynolds will get that that treatment outside the numbers a lot. Will they incorporate Austin's other skills into the offense? You know, we didn't really have that guy in Washington. I mean, to some degree, maybe Chris Thompson. Does he get some receptions out of the backfield? Gurley's not a superstar in that regard. Maybe. We'll see. But I think Robert Woods is the Pierre Garçon. I think he's the de facto number one until we can find a number one and make you the number two, because we didn't have a first-round pick, and we can't have everything. This thing wasn't rebuilt in a day. So I'm fine with Woods. I think he'll get a lot of targets. He'll be productive. But I would hope in the big picture they realize they don't have their number one receiver on the roster, and that'll be a major priority this upcoming offseason. You know, maybe a first-round pick or you go get a free agent that's hitting the market. So they also made a huge hire on the defensive side of the ball with Wade Phillips, one of the best defensive coordinators of this generation. I mean, frankly, my problem with it was the only thing the Rams really did well was run their 4-3 and their front seven. And now Phillips is going to come in and turn this into a 3-4. And don't confuse it with an old school Casey Hampton, Aaron Smith, Steelers 3-4. It's going to be a penetrating, attacking one-gap system. But still, Aaron Donald is now listed as a nose tackle. And, you know, the listings don't mean everything. But I don't love that. I love Phillips as a coordinator, though. And every time he's gone to a new home, the defense has spiked in a positive way immediately. So that's very well a possibility. And he does have a lot of talent on hand. Aaron Donald is the best defensive player on the planet, with the possible asterisks of J.J. Watt. Who knows where he's going to be. I would assume Phillips, who knows way more about football than I ever will not change Donald's role, particularly on throwing downs. He's going to be a get-in-your-face, immediately instant penetrator. Brockers is much more the hold-the-point. I think he fits as a 3-4 end and fine, you know, especially as a run stuffer. They picked up Connor Barwin on the cheap, who didn't fit Philly's scheme as a pure 4-3, but I think he'll benefit from being a 3-4 guy. Quinn, to me, is a really good player and needs to stay on the field. I mean, that's big. But he's more of a 4-3 end, but he's going to have to stand up a little bit more and be used in a variety of ways. How much they get out of him could be instrumental, because I think he's one of the best pass rushers in the league when he's healthy. And they also have Dominic Easley, who's kind of like a Donald clone, but he's done some good things there. I would think he'll line up next to Donald on passing downs, and that's a scary interior pair to come after quarterbacks. Mark Barron is the safety turn linebacker. That's been a successful transition. He and Ogletree will line up next to each other as a very athletic pair, really, as you know, on base downs, they'll be the second level. And I think probably on throwing downs, they'll be the second level. That those two will both be every down guys, where you rotate some people in front of them. The group behind them worries me, though. The secondary is where I'm concerned with the Rams. Because Phillips wants to play a lot of press man coverage. I mean, think about what he just did in Denver. And you franchise Trumaine Johnson again, and he'll be your number one corner. He's a really good player. He's not, you know, Aqib Talib though, or David, you know, or Harris, or somebody like that. And then I look at the other corners, you know, Gaines, Webster. You know, I mean, the rest of the corner situation to me is very hairy. It's scary to me. That all rhymed. And the safety situation really isn't all that much better. They use a third round pick on Johnson. That's fine. I kind of like Joyner. They have Isaiah Johnson, they have Mo Alexander, they got, you know, Nickel Roby Coleman as a nickel corner. But the secondary to me is what really worries me about the Rams. But all things considered, I think this new regime has a chance to turn things around and turn this into a positive flowing, an organization on the rise. And of course it all starts with Goff. But I like what they've surrounded him with, especially at head coach, and move tight end, and the O-line moves they made, and even Woods. So I think the offense is going to show serious signs of life. I think Phillips will do what he can with a messy secondary that's going to need a lot of offseason attention, but the front seven can make up for that in some way. I don't think 500's out of the question for the Rams.
Napa know-how. It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.